This project is part of the NEMBC Women's Community Radio History Series. I'm talking to Joelle Vandermensbrugge today. And so Joelle, tell us, how did you come to become a women's representative on NEMBC?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think most of these things happen more or less accidentally. I'm not sure how it happened to other people, but I think very often it's about being involved with other women, being involved with issues that have to do with the radio, and one gets brought in to taking bigger responsibilities.
So did someone approach you to become the
woman? I was approached to become the woman rep, that's right.
Because
yes, yes, yes.
Because
I have been involved in a women's group in Canberra.
Yes.
For a very, very long time, and I was involved in broadcasting at the same time. So this sort of it brought these two things together.
Right. So when did you start getting involved with broadcasting?
Oh, a long time ago, probably 20 years ago. Very, very soon after I arrived in Australia, met other people who did involve me in doing radio, and it was a wonderful way to balance out two cultures, one's own culture and the Australian culture, and being in that zone where things interplay.
Yes, yes. And I noticed that you were the women's rep for quite a long time, actually, from 2005 until 2011. Is that right?
That seems too long a time. I'm not sure I was
Six
there for
months?
So long. No.
Okay. All right.
Not
Maybe
probably
not
later.
Okay.
Not that long.
Anyway, so in that time, what do you feel you achieved as a representative of the ACT?
Well, I don't know about me as a representative of the ACC. I do think that the women's group at the NEMBC plays a really, really important role in bringing women in the space where there is discussion about how to organize radio, how to develop policy, which directions we are taking. And this group of women that's there is an opportunity for women to be part of directing, organizing. The NEMBC, after all, is a peak body for radio broadcasting. And it gives a formal entry to women. I think most of the women who have been in the NEMBC executive have been in the women's group before. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it's because through the women's group, they have learned, the women's committee, they have learned how the NEMBC operates, how groups operate, how to participate in this larger decision-making process. And to me, that is really, really crucial. I think that a lot of ethnic communities, and maybe just all communities, there still is, and we know that the tendency for there being more men in any an executive or groups where that have the power to make decisions.
Yes, it's slowly changing, hopefully.
It is slowly changing, but yes, but I think that the Women's Committee plays an important role because it's a group where there's only women and where women can learn from each other and they can work with the bigger executive to develop understanding.
Yeah. In fact, that was going to be my next question, that how has it benefited you personally as a woman in your community and particularly in a broadcasting environment?
Well, I think it's given, here we've got a whole group of people and it gives you a much better understanding of how things work at the local level, at the national level, at the policy level. And it's that understanding that you then can bring back to your own radio, to your own communities, and through that understanding, empower people.
And do you have a lot of contact with the women who, as part of your program, the French program that you do, do you get in touch with, do you have this face-to-face engagement with them from time to time?
Well, I think as women, everybody does. It's sort of part of, suppose, of part of what we do, part of what we are. Is encouraging and woman development, I suppose, personal development. Women somehow maybe can tend to be better at it than men.
Yes.
and so, having the capacity to encourage that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, you are still involved in community broadcasting and radio?
Yes, of course. I do French program once regularly, French program. Yes, and the women's program occasionally. We are a team.
Yes.
In the French program, we're a team. In the women's program, and I participate in both.
Yeah. Which must keep you pretty busy, actually.
As long as there's a team and you can share the work, it's fine.
Yeah. I think it does go ahead when there is a team on one's own, it is a little bit harder in any.
And also because one has less ideas. I mean, ideas come up when people talk together, to exchanging, to agreeing and disagreeing. This is how interesting things come out. On your own, what interesting things do you have to say, apart from, again, here, through being exposed to what other people in the world say or do?
Yeah. It has to move all the time. There has to be movement, two-way movement all
the time.
That's
how we grow.
That's how we grow. So how long do you think you will remain in the broadcasting industry?
Oh, I have no idea.
You feel you're going to stay here?
From the moment I feel I'm going to stay, it sort of really depends. Where does life take us? I think broadcasting, especially I've done it for so long, it's a bit like bicycle riding. It's a skill that although the technical equipment changes, but it's a skill that you have and that you can continue to develop. It's also a very good way of being, in different cultural worlds at the same time, to keep in touch with technology, because it forces you to learn how to edit soundtracks, to learn how to operate a panel. It also forces you culturally to keep your own language in control and to find out, to work out, what's happening over there and what's happening over here with those people moving around.
Keeps you on the ball. Yes. Well, Joelle, is there anything you would like to add or say to maybe women who might be thinking of joining this industry, or anything? Any message?
I think it's a great opportunity that has to be used, by being proactive, by actually just contributing to discussions, contributing to empowering other people and learning. And I think that in that sense, it's a wonderful opportunity, and I would encourage everybody to take it.
Well, thank you. It was a great pleasure talking to you and learning all about your broadcasting life and everything else that you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nasreen.
So Nasreen Hafiz-G speaking as part of the NEMBC Women's Community Radio History Series.